Under a shelter at Sitka's Crescent Harbor, people are beginning to gather in costumes. The Statue of Liberty is here, a lumberjack, a group of kids dressed as a bouquet of flowers. And then there's Jude Rice. She is wearing multicolored boots that say peace and nature.
And then I have some kind of Hawaiian bright red pants on with colorful, different colored flowers. I'm a flower child, you know.
And above that is a tie-dye t-shirt.
Oh, yes. And then to top it all off, I have this multicolored, brightly colored, wiggy, curly thing.
This is the running of the boots. Sitkins gather at Crescent Harbor and, wearing their rubber boots, run the length of downtown and back. It all began in 1995. Resident Sheila Finkenbeiter was listening to a show on KCAW. It was playing Spanish music, and the host, who now happens to be the station's general manager, was talking about the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain.
And so he said, you know, we should have a running of the boots here in Sitka, and we should all gather down at Sheldon Jackson College and strip down to nothing but our boots and run through the street saying goodbye to the tourists.
Finkenbeiter took the idea and, forgive me, ran with it. Mostly.
But we didn't strip down. We did wild and crazy outfits instead, and so here it is.
Nobody had the courage to run naked.
They've gotten very close. Very close.
Fair enough.
Yeah, bikinis, flags. Yeah.
But nobody's gone the full Monty.
No, and I don't know how well that would go over here.
Yeah, and it's cold.
And it's cold. Sometimes it's warm. You got to agree. Once in a while, we have beautiful sunny days. So it sounds like they're about ready to take off.
And indeed they are. The runners have lined up in a parking lot, costumes flapping in the breeze, and with a countdown and the tossing of a boot, they're off. Nobody's running a stopwatch or anything. The Boston Marathon, this is not. But it doesn't take long for the first runner to cross the finish line.
I am William the Giant.
William the Giant. His real name, we checked. Giant is 5'6", and his legs and feet are covered in beige and brown paint to look like the familiar extra tough boots. That's because Giant ran this race barefoot.
It doesn't feel all that great.
How long did it take you to get used to it?
Probably, I've been doing it for about a month only to really run on pavement, but I mostly like to run in grass and on the tracks because it's really, really fun.
Why?
Why?
I think people are going to be listening to this going, why?
Well, it builds a lot of calf and foot strength that you need for running even in shoes, but it feels great. It's like out on the trails, but it's hard to get strong enough for those trails without running on some other stuff first.
The paint, by the way, was done by his partner, Tess Giant.
And you are not barefoot.
I'm not barefoot, no. I think that's crazy.
The running of the boots went off as scheduled this year, celebrating a tourism season that ended a little earlier than expected. The last two ships bound for Sitka, each carrying about 2,000 passengers, canceled their port calls. The culprit, bad weather. That happens from time to time, thanks to Sitka's geography on the outside of the Inside Passage. Forecasts for what was supposed to be Sitka's last week of tourism called for seas near 20 feet. But there's not much talk of flagging visitor numbers or high seas today.
Oh, this is just, this is so Sitka. You know, this is like the ultimate in fun.
That is Jude Rice again, the woman with the multicolored wig. She's been coming to the running of the boots for years and years.
Years and years and years and years, and I have never run, and I've never entered the costume contest. So this year I got to run, well, walk. And I got a prize for being the most colorful character.
And she says this is as much a celebration of Sitka's full-time colorful characters as it is a farewell to the ones who come ashore for the day. For AK, I'm Ed Ronco in Sitka.